Last June on C-SPAN, Justice Stevens was asked if he thought about being the oldest or longest-serving justice in U.S. history.
No, I'm not out to break any records, I can assure you that. I just enjoy the work, and each year I've thought about it, I've decided that I could continue to enjoy it and continue to make a contribution.
That from a rare televised interview with Justice Stevens talking about his work. Elsewhere in the program, we'll hear more from NPR's Nina Totenberg. Right now, I'm joined by our regular political commentators, columnists E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and New York Times columnist David Brooks. Welcome to you both.
Great to be here.
As we heard just now from Ari Shapiro, Justice Stevens was, of course, nominated by a Republican, President Ford. He's known by the end as one of the most reliable liberal voices on the court. He has said that emphatically there's no doubt that the court has shifted to the right in his time on the bench. David Brooks, what would you say the hallmarks are of Justice Stevens' tenure on the Supreme Court?
Well, he sort of typifies sort of the shift in American history, as you indicate. He was a guy who was at Wrigley Field when Babe Ruth hit the famous called shot. That's my favorite stat about him. He enlisted, in, as the president said, in World War II in December 6, 1941. He served as a clerk to one of the liberal justices, New Deal justice. He worked in liberal causes in Chicago in reforming the machine there, and then got nominated by a Republican, and obviously Gerald Ford. And that was a time, a less ideological age, when a Republican could pick somebody without passing them through all sorts of litmus tests. He would never pass litmus tests in any ideological age for a Republican nominee. But he was picked because the time was different. We've now entered an age which is more conservative and also more ideological.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And so he's more out of step with the Republican Party, and he's become the liberal bulwark.
And just a sign of how times have changed, Justice Stevens was nominated, confirmed 19 days later, EJ.
Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could do that again? It's not going to happen. I mean, maybe he was the greatest justice of the greatest generation. I mean, he was brave, consistent, and clear. And David's absolutely right. This court has really shifted to the right. Harold Meyerson, my Washington Post colleague, noted that in the end, he was the great restrainer. He was opposing the galloping judicial overreach of the court's conservatives. And I think, you know, we're talking about him today. It's worth memorializing his great two lines from his dissent in Bush v. Gore. He said, although we may never know with complete certainty the identity of the winner of this year's presidential election, the identity of the loser is perfectly clear. It is the nation's confidence in the judge as an impartial guardian of the law. I think he will always be remembered for those lines.
David Brooks, we had heard earlier, before he announced his retirement, we had heard from Arlen Specter saying that he hoped that Justice Stevens wouldn't retire till next year. He was worried about a Republican filibuster, thought there might be a greater chance for consensus later. Do you figure the president now pick someone who might be the least objectionable to Republicans to avoid a bruising confirmation fight in an election year?
Yeah, he's got a tough challenge. Obviously, Stevens was such a liberal bulwark. The liberal activist groups will want quite a liberal justice. On the other hand, it's an election year, and independents already think Obama is too liberal. If he wants to win the back, he doesn't need another fight. Nonetheless, if I were advising the president from a Democratic perspective, I'd say go for it, get a liberal, because probably 8 Democratic senators are going to lose this year, 6 to 8. There's no chance any time in the future of your presidency you're going to get anybody but a very moderate Supreme Court. This is your one shot. You'll probably lose him a few more seats, but go for it this year because you'll never have another chance.
And EJ, the president has talked in the past about a justice with empathy. Today he talked about a justice with a keen understanding of how the law affects the daily lives of American people. And I'm curious for your take on what Republican Senator Jeff Sessions had to say. It sounds like a shot across the bow. He said the lesson from the confirmation fight over Justice Sotomayor was a near universal rejection of President Obama's empathy standard. Where does that leave them in the confirmation?
Well, I don't think we're going to be hearing the empathy standard very much. I never thought it was a bad idea. I'd rather have empathetic judges than totally unempathetic judges. I was also struck when he talked about powerful interests. I think it was a shot, or President Obama did. It was a shot at the court's decision in the Citizens United case on vastly expanding the power of corporations.
And I think in political campaigns.
Which suggested he might be looking forward to a philosophical fight. I think there would be, first of all, I agree with David, this is the time to get the most liberal justice you're going to get because Democrats are not going to be better off in the next Congress. If you look at the lists being floated about, what you have are progressive, broadly speaking, progressive justices, but none of whom I think could be cast as extremists except by people who would cast anyone as extremists, whether you're talking about Elena Kagan, the Solicitor General, Judge Merrick Garland, Martha Minow, the Dean of Harvard Law School, Diana Wood. There are also a couple of politicians' names floating around here. I think in the end, it won't be 19 days, but I'm not sure the Republicans are going to try to block this at this point. I think there are some Republicans who will be prepared to vote for one of his nominees. So I'd be very surprised if it's bloody, but I think some conservatives would like it to be bloody.